Thank you very much, John. Welcome here. You can hear the noise as Connemara take the field. Dunmore have just come on. I'd say it's a very even split between the fans. And it's going to be pretty dramatic and noisy. I'm going to try to get run through the two teams because there's going to be some photographs potentially before they get started. Connemara line out. 15, Henry O'Toole. 14, Marty Keneally. 13, Ethan Griffiths. 12, John O'Brien. 11, Ian Heen. 10, Shane Sweeney. 9, Michael O'Toole. 1, Eugene Conroy. 2, Barry Gibbons. 3, Ian Staunton. 4, David O'Reilly. 5, Niall Staunton. 6, Oran O'Neill. 7, Tommy Mullen. 8, David McDonough. We'll do the substitutes in a while. John, there's going to be a minute silence here, so if you just want to take it back, and when I come back, I will give you the situation with the Dunmore team.
All right, we'll do that, William. And just to tell you, by the way, in the Macquarie Cup, there is action underway right now. Corinthians taking on Clontarf. This is the Leinster Under 20 Cup. It's their premier competition. And at the moment, as last we checked, Corinthians were leading by 6 points to 5. 2 penalties from Jack Conway. Clontarf have hit back with a try in the last couple of minutes. So they have a bit of advantage at the minute. They still don't trail. It's Corinthians 6, Clontarf 5. We've got 10 minutes remaining in the first half of that particular game. As we mentioned, Tuam are the Connacht Junior Plate champions, and they were impressive. 45 points to 18, the final result in their win over Sligo. And I think that's Barry Wan's last game in charge of Tuam as well. So what a way to sign out, and a big result for Tuam Rugby Football Club. No doubt there will be a celebration in Tuam tonight. But the minute silence has been and gone, and here we go. There's nothing better when it comes to the first couple of moments just before the referee gets the Junior Cup final underway. Best of luck to both teams. William and Alan.
Dunmore line out. 15, Jamie Cohen. 14, Bradley Hughes. 13, Connor Burns. 12, Jordan Mills. 11, Cameron Carruthers. 10, Gert Jakobs Kutsia. 9, Colin Lyons. 1, Scott Holloway. 2, Jamie Geraghty. 3, Stephen O'Toole. 4, Ryan Cummins. 5, Andrew Doherty. 6, Dean Slattery. 7, Austin Brummer. And 8, Michael Mannion. Our referee is Shane Toohey. Assistant referee 1 is Kristen Short, who did the same role in the plate final, and Joe O'Donnell is AR2. We're about to get underway here at a very wet and cold sports ground. The weather has disintegrated. Once the breeze dropped, in came the opportunity for the clouds, and it is raining, and this is expected to be right the way through the game. It is, as you can hear, pretty noisy, but we're underway, and it's kicked off by Dunmore, but Connemara have taken that from the kickoff. They're driving it up.
Oh.
They're getting over their own 10-metre line, and it's a knock-on. As we commentate here from the Clanstan Terrace, Connemara are in black, Dunmore are in orange, or yellow, orange, I'm going to say orange, and black pants, and yellow and black socks. Alan Deegan, and just let me say, Connemara are playing, we're looking here from the Clan, are left to right, so they're defending the College Road end in this first half.
They certainly are, and they showed their intentions early on to get that ball moving. There was only this rain, this horrible misty, mizzly type rain, obviously had an impact on that first pass of the game, and I'm hoping it doesn't have too much more impact on it. But wow, what a start. It's great excitement, and as you can hear, a huge crowd. Mass must be at least 2,500 people in here today.
Colin Lyons feeds it in. He takes it up off the 8. Dunmore looking for the ball into midfield. Carruthers, the winger, is in looking for it. Lyons, again, very impressive in the win over Buccaneers in the semi-final. He's directing operations. He's picked it up again, moving it out. They're up to their Connemara 10-metre line. They're getting the ball moving out. But it's gone into touch over on the far side.
They're taking it quickly.
Certainly have. Connemara, they've hoofed it downfield. That's a fine kick. That's a brilliant kick from the middle of the field. And it'll be a line out on the Dunmore 10-metre line. Now, in the first game, if you tried to do that, it wouldn't have gone 10 metres with a win, but now, different game.
It is, and they're playing. They've started this game. Both sides have started this game at an absolute 100 miles an hour. They really are that it's almost like we're watching a different game completely to the one we watched in the plate final, which was certainly didn't have this level of speed and pace about it.
So Dunmore to throw in. Jamie Geraghty, the hooker. A lot of movement around. Whoop, the five just holds on to that. Andrew Doherty held on to it well. Crashed up in the middle by Jordan Mills, one of the centres. Lyons again, an effective scrum half. Great organiser. He's pointing and gesticulating there. Gets it through it. Kutsia, the 10. And they're just on their own 10-metre line. He's changed direction there. He's pulled it across the field. Referee's got his arm out. So they're offside. On a free play for offside for Connemara. So it's an opportunity. And Dunmore are away and gone. They're up to the halfway line. Back. He's broken down. Jordan Mills has stopped. So they go back for the penalty on the 10-metre line. This is breathless.
It is. Both sides want to play this game at a huge pace. Mills was massively impressive in the semi-final and has started this game at an absolute bombing pace. Tried to get an offload there. Wow, you can see the wind taking that ball.
Okay, so it
barely went 10 metres.
Well, I'm going to give up trying to describe it because the flag at the far end has given up. There appears to be no wind there, but that either came off his boot, but you can see the assistant referee's Christian Short over on the far side, his flag fluttering in the breeze. So Dunmore will have this line out a metre inside the Connemara half in front of the Greyhound Terrace. Which has three members of An Garda Síochána are the only fans over there. Be a bit quieter over there than it is here. Ball's into midfield. A loose old pass by...
Yeah, ball slipped out of his hands.
Yeah.
Another offside. That's two offsides.
He's obviously...
From the Connemara Blacks.
Blacks, yeah. They're going to be a bit concerned about that now. Can Kutsia get some more distance? He's kicking from a metre inside his own half.
Yeah, he's
driven that, and he's got it up to within 2 metres of the 22. Keep it low, I think.
That barely went over Christian Short's head, and then we know how tall he is, but it was very well driven. That's the only way you're going to be able to play in this wind. And, like, Connemara have this wind behind them. That's why they want to get scores on the board. I reckon that's a good 10 to 12 point wind, certainly on the far side.
So... throw in, collected again by 5, Doherty. He seems to be the go-to man. Connemara working hard. They're stopping this drive. It's getting a bit messy. Lyons is looking for the ball at the back now. And he's got that.
That's great work from Connemara.
Connemara driving through.
Offside again. That's 3 offsides now. Connemara have given away penalties. 3 in a row.
That's quite odd for a team like that. I mean,
these are the guys. This is their 10th final.
Yeah.
You know, they've won 6, they've lost 3, and, you know, they were in a final here a couple of weeks ago.
Certainly were. That was a classic game. One of the best games I've ever seen here. Did that with our colleague Niall Sheel, and it was bananas. Beautiful blue-skied afternoon. We haven't got that at the moment, but these teams don't seem to notice.
No. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there's another 2 ball, because in that breeze and that wind, they'll want to keep the ball safe. It's a good kick, 5 metres out.
He's going for Doherty again. He rather overthrew that, and the scrum half made a bit of a meal of it. Connemara seemed to have recovered it, working at the back, and they decide to drive up, and it's one of their key men, Staunton, won that turnover.
There's a high tackle coming in. Well, I'll tell you where that mistake came from. That was from the pressure that Connemara had put on the previous rolling ball where Dunmore couldn't set it. So they decided to take one off the top. And this is not the day for taking a ball off the top, I don't think.
Indeed, but maybe a more sympathetic pass. He really did rather hurl it down.
He did.
He needed to sort of maybe just release it. Easy from the commentary box. No score. We're just coming up to 5 minutes, just over 5 minutes gone here. Dexcom Stadium, good crowd in, and so far this game is being played at a breathless pace. No score, Dunmore 0, Connemara 0. Connemara feeding into their line out. That's Barry Gibbons throwing it, goes to the middle, and it gets
didn't look straight. Knock on
by Dunmore, I think he's awarded. Maybe a bit lucky. That was a bobbly old throw.
It was, but the ref was actually standing at the side of the line out rather than behind it. I think if he'd been standing behind that line out, he would have given the crooked throw first. But then again, on a day like today, you could spend your whole day scrummaging because it's going to be that type of day.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible conditions, really. But it's Galway. It's March. It's still winter. It feels like it. It's freezing cold. Okay, Connemara, they are inside their own half, and the number 8 for Dunmore has his feet a metre past the 10-metre line. Scrum half is Michael O'Toole. There's 4 O'Tooles lining out in this game.
Oh,
2 on each
side. Scrum.
That's
great
a powerful scrum by Dunmore. They've absolutely driven through that. Connemara have cleaned it up over on the far side. Somebody had to be brave there and dive on it. O'Toole tidies it up and gets the pass into midfield. And that's picked up by Oran O'Neill. And then Michael O'Toole puts boot to ball. And it's collected. Well, lovely catch by Jamie Cohen. Cohen is tip tackled.
It's going to be a penalty, yeah.
He never had a chance to release it after that tackle. And he's just saying that to one of his teammates. Good scrapping work by Connemara there.
Oh, brilliant from Henry O'Toole to get over the ball and get his hands on the ball and not put his hands on the ground, which gave them the penalty, because it was a super kick across the field. Because in the day, that any kick up in the air with that wind is going to be a good kick. But what a chase from Connemara.
O'Toole has it down to 5 metres inside the 22, down in front of us here in the Clan Terrace where all the fans are. And
well, that's a very deliberate walk from Connemara, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, the hooker has the ball. He's marching up to take it in. That's Gibbons. He's got a full line out to aim at. Receiver is number 4, David O'Reilly.
That's had to take a ball off the top.
That's the top ball, but the pass is out.
Great hands.
Pulled in by 8, David McDonough. And they're 10 metres from the line. Here goes Staunton driving. There's maybe an extra metre gain. They're right in centre field. And Dunmore are going to be really tested in this phase now. 5 metres out. They have an overlap maybe, but they managed
great to... Great defending.
They get across.
Again, it's easier to defend in these situations.
Staunton again. Pop. You can hear fans shouting, come on, Ian. He's carried a couple of times here. And that's through with Conroy.
Dropped it in the end. I was about to say this is some fantastic handling from Connemara, but Staunton dropped it because, again, he was being hit so hard.
Yeah. Well, that's a good defensive stand by both teams, you'd say, early in this game. No score.
Certainly a massive step up in quality in the game that we've just been watching, which struggled with an awful lot of stoppages. This game has just been going along at 90 miles an hour. Both teams just want to play.
And it's about two-thirds faster.
Easy.
It's been played at high speed.
And in much worse conditions.
Yeah, but fair play to Tuam. They were impressive. They beat Sligo 45-14. They had a great day and very pleased for them. So can Dunmore, their local neighbours, they're in their first final. Connemara have won 9 of these. They've been in 10 finals, but one of the COVID finals, of course, wasn't played. And defensive scrum for Dunmore, right under their own post, 4 metres out. Lyons again feeds in, very solid scrum. Dunmore get the squeeze on, and Coetzee drives up. He might regret doing that. He ran into about 3 huge Connemara players, comes back, and it's cleared. And it hasn't really gone that far, and it's gone into touch inside the 22. That was cleared by Colin Burns, the 13. Now, he is the goal kicker, or he was. Coetzee missed the first kick in Buccaneers.
That's
and then,
right.
Then Burns took over and kicked everything.
Yeah.
Coetzee there was... I think he was... He just couldn't get his kick away, so he had to take the contact. Connemara throwing into this line out 3 metres inside the Dunmore 22. Barry Gibbons with the throw, long looping throw into the middle, collected by David O'Reilly. And now they're starting to drive. They're going more across than forward, but now they're going forward. They've made 3-4 metres. About 10-12 metres out. Referee.
That's superb play from Connemara, really is.
Again, up. High tackle called against Dunmore, so they're on a freebie here. That's O'Reilly again. It's an opportunity for Connemara in hand.
Who's
and
in?
They're on the way. Oh, yes. Brilliant work. Brilliant work by the 10, who then finds Ethan Griffiths coming on a bit of a loop. I thought the 10 had overplayed that, but he hadn't.
No, Shane Sweeney drew the man. Drew, that's exactly what you do when you've got hands like that. Run the ball, two hands on the ball, drew his man, and then just flipped the pass as he looked at it. Actually, I thought he'd gone through, got excellently tackled, but just that little pop to the ever excellently supporting Ethan Griffiths, who dived over. But that came from a very ambitious line-out. To throw a ball to the back in this wind, to control it the way they did, was really, really impressive. And then they got across the gain line three or four times in a row. Hugely impressive from the Blacks, who would need it. They, like, you know, this is a 7-10 point breeze here without a shadow of a doubt. You saw how quickly they got down the field. Like, it took Dunmore from their own 10 meter. Oh, he's about to kick.
Yeah, just waiting on the kick here. Somebody's holding the ball for Michael O'Toole, so he's got a kick. He's 5-6 meters in. He's on the near touchline to us here. And this is a nice opportunity to add two more points to that really, really lovely piece of work. Dunmore's defending was very good, but Connemara just a bit quicker. O'Toole's on his way. He's got somebody right on top of him. Nice kick that. Oh, he hasn't. Well, nope. There you go. That faded very late. Yep. 5-0, Connemara lead, 12 minutes.
Yeah, you're looking at the strength of that wind, took the way it took that ball. As I was about to say before the kick, it took Dunmore three penalties to get inside the 22 from their own 10-metre line. It took Connemara one kick to get the other direction. That's the difference in the strength of this wind.
Ethan Griffiths with the try. Very Welsh name, that. Well, the Griffiths is. So, could see it kicking off. He's got a pretty good height.
That's
on
a good
that.
Kick.
And it's down.
That's a great chase from Dunmore.
Dunmore looks like they've knocked on, but the referee's letting it go, and Connemara driving up through the middle. And that again is the four David O'Reilly. He's been on the ball since the game started. Pass out is a bit loose, and it's bobbles into touch. They're going back for the knock on, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, knock on from the kickoff. But the one thing that surprised me there was none of the Connemara defenders wanted that ball. They just didn't. I think if Dunmore had realised, the Dunmore player had realised he was going to get such a clean runner, he might have been able to just slow himself down ever so slightly and catch it.
No calling, perhaps.
No.
13 minutes gone. Connemara 5, Dunmore 0. Junior Cup Final 2024 here at Dexcom Stadium. Great crowd in. And the only thing that's gone against us is the weather. The wind has dropped, the rain is in. But so far, it's been harem scarem stuff. Solid scrum.
It's a good scrum again. Dunmore really have the power in the scrum.
And Michael O'Toole going across.
Drops the ball.
So Dunmore have a scrum just inside the 22. That shows how you've got to be really tight with your handling here.
Yeah, because he was under no pressure at all. He was just going to change what he was going to do, and the ball slipped out of his hands. Because it really, you know, that full-on mizzly wet rain. You walk out in 2 minutes and you're just soaked in the skin.
Yeah, it's... we know.
I know people will laugh calling it wet rain, but there's rain and then there's this wet rain.
Well, this is really horrible. It's swirling around. So Dunmore, who've been on top in the scrums, have this opportunity. Can they wangle a penalty? Can they wangle a move? They're 5 down. They're just outside the 22. Lions has the ball in hand, their scrum half.
And they've brought their far side winger right into the centre here. Fascinating.
We've got the pressure on. Kutsia has it. Kutsia finds it out to Burns, the 13.
Good tackle.
He drives up, but Connemara's defence is across and he's knocked it on.
Super tackle from John O'Brien. They just absolutely buried him. Forced a knock on.
Yeah, didn't give him an inch.
And that was the two centres really who drove that win in the semi-final over Bucks.
Yeah.
Both centres were very, very impressive for Dunmore that day.
Jordan Mills, 12. Connor Burns, 13 for Dunmore. But of course, these teams look at videos and film. They know what's ahead of them. They played each other earlier in the season.
Yeah, it was a good win for Connemara. One of the only three losses that Dunmore had all season. But I don't think they've lost this year. I think they lost this season, but not this year. I might be wrong on that one.
Michael O'Toole to put the ball in. Referees getting them sorted out. It was a bit of an odd one, but it's in. It's picked up at the back by the 8. That's David McDonough. He's away up the field. He finds Henry O'Toole, who gets the kick down. And that shows the power of the wind, because that has gone nearly as far. It's gone halfway between the Dunmore 10-metre line and the 22.
Yeah, from inside his own 22.
They're defending the Bohermore end, and the College Road end is where Connemara are coming from in this first half here of the Junior Cup final. 5-0, 16 minutes gone. Connemara 5, Dunmore 0.
Connemara man has a ball in his towel and he wouldn't give it to the Dunmore player. That's funny.
Yeah. Ooh, slips through the hands. Picked up by Connemara. That seemed an easy line-out win, but it got away. Michael O'Toole at the back of the ruck. Feeds it into midfield. Gets the 8, David McDonough, driving. He's over the 10-metre line. O'Toole again, nice soft hands. That's the way to pass it in these conditions. Barry Gibbons, the hooker, makes a metre or two. And again, fed out. And Connemara looking for the loose runner, and they found them. And it's replayed, and it's into midfield. And they're up to the edge of the 22, but they're done for holding on the ground.
Yeah, got isolated. Again, it's a bit like in the first game we saw it happen, where someone made a brilliant break, but then got isolated.
Yeah.
And nobody there to help them out. I'm loving the way Connemara, as they get tackled, are turning their heads to look and see who's supporting them to get the offloads going.
They're looking for the pass all the time. That was 12.
That's a great kick.
John O'Brien again. He looks a very... We've seen him here.
Yeah.
I saw him in that game against Craigs, and it was good. But once you get isolated like that, you're not going to give the ball up. So the penalty comes, and Coetzee has got them down to 5 metres inside the Connemara half, across in front of the Greyhound Terrace, and they'll have the line out where Jamie Geraghty is going to throw into this. Now, they want to be more accurate than the last time they won it, but it slipped through the hands. It's contested, but they get it. That's good. That's good work by Ryan Cummins.
Oh, there's a break.
More in the middle. They're away and gone.
Mills, and he's away.
And it's Mills, and he's just pulled back. And it's... Oh, the tackle is made.
Super offload.
Offloading, but Dunmore looking for quick ball here. Coetzee, he might have needed to let that ball go, and he couldn't get the pass away. They're 5 metres out. They're scrabbling round. Lyons has it. And they're driving up now in under the post. And this is an opportunity for Dunmore when they get it going. Jordan Mills again at 12. Lyons operating. He's got a bit. No, it's a wild pass.
What's he going to give there? That could be deemed a... Yeah, I think he's going to yellow card him, because he knocked it out of his hands.
Yeah, deliberate knock
on.
Deliberate
knock on, yeah.
Yeah. Ian Staunton is on his way for 10 minutes in the bin, and he's a key component of this team.
Yeah, you don't want to be losing your tight head prop very early. It's definitely... we're just looking at the replay here, and like, it was just being held up. Yeah, he was, no question. If he'd knocked it up, it would have been all right.
Funnily enough, I'm not sure the Dunmore player was going to catch that, really. It was a bad pass, but he's already committed himself. So this is Dunmore's opportunity to get on the board. They're 5-0 down, and it's going to be the 13. Connor Burns taking this kick. He's right in front of the post.
Well, T is not out there yet, so I'm not sure if they've indicated to the post yet.
No, they're waiting for this injury, but...
Yeah, injury to a Connemara player. I can't see who it is. Ankle injury.
Yeah, I think you take your points myself, but...
I do, in this weather, I'd agree with you.
Get your points
especially
on the
board, when you're playing against the wind like this, too.
Yeah, there's a...
But that was a phenomenal break from Mills.
Yeah.
Like, he just slid through there and then had a brilliant... absolutely brilliant support line from Dean Slattery, who looked as though he was going to make it in. And he then popped it back to Michael Mannion, who just caught Call on the line. It was great, great scramble defence from Connemara, it has to be said, because for all the world, it looked like Dunmore were going to score. But it's a cracking match. In these conditions, it's a seriously good game of rugby.
Oh, that's excellent. The Dunmore players going down to warm up behind the goal.
Substitution, yeah. It's another player coming off of Connemara. He's gone.
Yeah, he's limping off there. We'll see when we get the number round, but I don't think he'll be coming back at this stage. It's David O'Reilly, the 4, is coming off. He looks in a lot of bother. Now, whether it's a stinger and he's just going to be able to have this... Yeah, he's going to lie down now on the soaking wet turf and have a massage on the back of his leg, which can't be...
I think they're waiting for all the Connemara black players were down the other end of the field warming up, so...
So the 16, Michael Ryan has come on. He's one of the substitutes. We'll run through their subs very quickly. 16, Michael Ryan. 17, Jack.
Going for the scrum.
Keane. 18, Connor O'Malley. 19, Mark Joyce. 20, Enda Keneally. 21, Shane Hathaway. 22, Alan Keogh. 23, Owen Burke, 24, Cian Laffey, 25, Peter Lee. So that's your Connemara subs. When we get a chance, we'll give you the substitutes for Dunmore. Have Dunmore gone for the score?
They have, and you don't blame them. Connemara have just lost a tight head and a second row.
Second row, so, yep. Clever thinking. They waited to see if the injury meant anything. So Lyons has this in hand. The rain's getting heavier, if anything. He puts it in. They're driving.
They're driving. What? Oh, the ref said it's gone 90. Gone through to 90. Didn't look like that to me, but
more like about 25, but I wasn't a mathematician, so I won't.
No.
But have a look at that replay. I don't think that went through 90.
No, I don't think so. But I have to say, I'm for Moore's point of view, it's probably the best thing to happen because I think they were going the wrong way.
Yeah, they were.
We'll have a quick look at the replay here. Our replays are about 30 seconds behind.
That's not 90 degrees.
That's not even close to 90 degrees.
All right, referee has decided we're having another go. 21 minutes gone. Connemara 5, Dunmore 0. Connemara playing with a very good wind in this first half here. Now they're driving it forward again. That's a bit straighter. They have been slowed up, so the 8 picks up. He finds Lyons, the 9. Lyons feeds back inside, and they've dropped it.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a missed opportunity there. I think that was Burns, the 13 or the 12, looking for the ball on the loop back. Connemara working through the phases here. And they might just look to clear this rather than actually take Michael O'Toole.
Oh, he's been blocked down.
He's been blocked down, O'Toole, and he's caught it again. Oh, wow. And then he produces a kick, which gets up to the 10-metre line. But there's a quick line-out taken. Now there's a really loose pass into midfield. Dunmore have been driven back. They're a bit of short of numbers here, but they've managed to...
that's harsh. That is harsh. The Dunmore winger was tackled brilliantly by Shane Sweeney, but Cameron Carruthers looked as though he wasn't held in the tackle, but the referee deemed that he was. As Carruthers got straight back up and went off, and the ref decided he'd done it. But that was
nuts. Michael O'Toole, Henry O'Toole was blocked down. We caught the block.
Yeah.
He got a fabulous clearance kick into the 10-metre line. Connemara were wandering up, so Dunmore decided they would take a quick line out, which they did. But then crazy pass into midfield, bobbled back over the halfway line. Just a little bit of panic. And now Connemara have another player down. I think it might be 10, Shane Sweeney.
Sweeney, yeah. He took, I think as he made that tackle on Carruthers, he caught a boot. I think a boot caught him. He looks as though he's in quite a bit of bother.
He does look in bother. They're down to 14. Of course, Ian Staunton is about 3 minutes into a 10-minute sin bin for a deliberate knock-on. Shane Sweeney's picking it. I think it's Shane Sweeney's picking himself up very gingerly. Mm. I think in the old parlance, he's been winded, which used to cover just about everything.
Yeah. No, I have to say, that you look at that decision to take the penalty and not kick it. 5-3 instead of 5-0 at half-time.
And you're getting the ball back.
You're going to get the ball back. The problem was, they're going for the penalty.
They're going for the posts. So this is a kick 5 metres inside the Dunmore half. But Michael O'Toole has obviously decided that with this wind, and this really would be salt in the wounds because...
It would. It makes it a two-score game instead of being a two-point game.
Two-point game. I don't know. I think you have to in these conditions.
And I think it is in these conditions. You could see why they wanted to do it. You know, the Connemara pack were really badly disrupted, but they weren't able to do a whole hell of a lot with it. And there was always a fair possibility of dropping the ball in these conditions, and that's what they did.
It's not as silent as it was here for the school's cup final games, where it was like deathly silence for the kicks, but it's pretty quiet. Now it's getting really quiet. O'Toole, left-footed kicker. He is to the left of the post. So he's aiming down towards the Bohermore end. Doesn't take much of a run-up. Puts his boot through it.
He hasn't got the
direction, the distance as well. And Dunmore clear it. That's a loose clearance kick.
That's all right. That went backwards, yeah.
And that was clever by McDonough, who got inside it and pushed it back. So Connemara have possession.
Wow.
Just on the Dunmore 10-metre line. But now Dunmore swarming up. But they've re-established themselves. Michael O'Toole at scrum half. He's fed out. He's got a willing runner in Eugene Conroy. And now it's a little chip kick over the top, and there isn't a lot back. But it bounces the wrong way for Connemara into touch. If that had bounced another way, Henry O'Toole was in the vicinity.
He was, because there was nobody back there. I'm not sure. I think the Dunmore seem to be having a 14-1 defensive scenario here, so there's only one man in the backfield, and brilliantly spotted by Michael O'Toole to see that all the space was in there. And as you say, that ball bounces left instead of right.
Yeah, they're in trouble. Cameron Crothers was the only guy going back, but he wasn't really getting there either. But rugby balls, since time immemorial, when they bounce like that, there's nothing. The bounce of a rugby ball can be the cruelest thing in the game sometimes.
It can, but again, that's going to put that slight bit of doubt into the defence now. They're going to have to worry about it. They're going to have to look at what they're doing. They're going to have to maybe change their defensive strategy ever so slightly, because you can't leave that much space in the backfield.
No, you can't, and you can't invite Connemara in. You've had your visit to the 22 at the other end. You've come away with nothing, and Dunmore are defending here now.
Yeah.
We have another player being looked at. He's been helped up there. It is actually Crothers, the 11, limping away. Looks a little disjointed.
Well, David O'Reilly's got a big, huge bandage on his knee, and he's been doing a little bit of stretching and running there, and he's doing everything he can to get back into this game.
Back on. So Dunmore to throw in their own 22. Jamie Geraghty throws, and he goes for the 5. Andrew Doherty, who is their go-to man in the lineout. Lions, the scrum half, has it. That's a looping pass into midfield, which is driven up by Jordan Mills.
Well, he's definitely their go-to man for the big ball carriers, it has to be said, Mills, and he invariably gets across the gain line.
Now, Dunmore. We just got that kick away.
That's a brilliant kick, considering how close that was to being blocked.
Yeah, that was... Is that Coetzee? I don't think it was.
No, I'll tell you now and again. He's getting a replay of it now.
No, it was. It was Coetzee, yeah.
That was a tremendous
got a good boot. He's got it up outside the 22, but he was, let's just say, it could have gone horribly wrong for him.
He may have made a last second adjustment as he was about to be blocked.
Barry Gibbons to throw in here. 4-man line out. Change of call. Strangely enough, the reserve hooker is on, but he's in the line out.
I think he's the prop. I think he's the reserve. Oh, they've knocked it on.
Well, there was so much going on in that line-out.
No. There's a free kick. Free kick to Connemara for an early lift, I think.
I think it was a bit chaotic. O'Toole, scrum half, into one of his runners, who's Tommy Mullen.
Yeah.
Mullen's secured that. There's good passage play out. There's dummy runners all over the place.
Stuff.
Henry O'Toole is within 6 metres of the line. Michael O'Toole now, he scoots across the field, makes a metre, takes a tackle, but isn't pulled right down, so he keeps moving. And Connemara looking dangerous here now. They seem to have a few options. This place has slowed down. Coming around the size is Niall Staunton, coming around the edge for them.
Oh, it's a great counter ruck from Dunmore.
Dunmore have driven them back. It's got really messy on the ground, but I think Connemara have just about held on to that, but they'd need to be a bit tighter. They're Tommy Mullen and David McDonough involved. And their arms being waved by Dunmore, the referee's not paying any attention, but they have slowed this down completely. Michael O'Toole again across into midfield.
Mills again.
He's having to tangle with the 8, McDonough. And O'Toole is picking it up, fed through, hooker has it. Barry Gibbons finds Eugene Conroy, the number one loose head.
I don't know how Connemara got that one back. That's they're showing some skills to get this ball back in.
Water splashing up in that tackle there. And the referee has decided that Dunmore offside. So now do they kick the points? They're right in front of the post. So what's it going to be? Do they want to go for the jugular or do they want to increase their lead? They lead 5-0 here. Just coming up to half an hour. Or are they going to have one of these tap and goes?
No, they've got an injury, so the clock has stopped.
Yeah, number 7. He looks okay for Connemara. That's Tommy Mullen. He was heavily involved in 2 carries in that move. And they must be getting close to the end of... Of course, their main goal kicker's off the field.
Yes.
It's number 3, Ian Staunton, which is a rare one, but I think... I don't think there's anybody. I think Henry O'Toole will have a go at this. He's walking back.
Yeah.
And by the time he gets back, he's virtually in front of the posts. And this is a good decision. You see, they've made the decision now that Dunmore didn't take.
Exactly. In this weather, in these conditions, it's so much easier to defend. We heard it from Scott Fardy the other day, and I asked him about the weather in the sports ground. He says, I love the bad weather because the defending is so much easier because you can't throw the fast passes. everyone has to make slight adjustments. It's a slippy ball. You have to make an adjustment to where you're catching the ball. The scrum half has to make an adjustment to where he's passing the ball too. So, yeah, you'd expect this to go over.
He's got somebody holding it for him. He's on his way, puts his boot through it. Yeah, no problem at all. And Connemara, two visits to the 22, come away with 8 points. They lead 8-0. We're on half an hour here. 32 minutes, in fact. But you would say that this wind is an important part of it.
It certainly has. It certainly has. As I say, I reckon that's a good 10-point win, so I think Connemara need to score again.
Yeah. Well, they've 10 minutes, but Dunmore maybe regretting not taking that penalty. Kutsia is kicking off here. It's kicked it down. It's maybe gone a little too far and picked up and dropped by Connemara. So this is a free play for them. They're just sorting themselves out at the back of that Lions into midfield. He's got a free runner there in Dean Slattery. Now the referee is determined that
he's going to go back for that.
There's no advantage, so it's another scrum. Now, is Staunton coming back on is the question, because you would think the 10 minutes are up.
No, he's assistant referee said 1 more minute, yeah.
Okay.
He's just giving him 1 more minute.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm assuming the stop clock stops for the bin as well, so that's what it looks like. But, like, if this, when he gets back on, the Blacks will have scored 3 points whilst down to 14 players.
Yep. Yeah, now they're just controlling this. Dunmore look a little bit anxious maybe. They're just trying a bit of stuff. They just need to get into the game a bit. They've had a couple of decent attacks, but they did have a very kickable penalty which they didn't take. And this
plus the fact that the defending the Connemara did on that original break from Mills was just outstanding.
Lions has it in. They're driving forward. It's really straight this time.
Penalty.
It's back at the 8.
Yeah,
they've got the penalty. They seem to have a little. I know there's a prop has obviously had to come on for that scrum, but they just seem to have a little bit of control, Dunmore, in the scrum.
Oh, they do. Even you know, even when there was 15 men on the field, they were sort of dominating the scrum. But this time, the referee gives a penalty. The last couple of times, he sort of made them reset.
It was a much better drive.
Yeah.
The other ones were a bit wiggly-woggly, but that was straight through. Mm-hmm. Now, Staunton is back. Picked up a horrible injury in the game against Craigs, I've been told. He was bruised from his neck to his heel on the left side. Black and blue.
Wow.
Just crashed into a player.
Right.
And was in agony, apparently, for a couple of days after it. Now,
taken in the air, right?
Taken in the air, I think the Dunmore player. Now the pass has gone astray. It's bounced off somebody, but Lyons has tidied it up. I thought he seemed to be, didn't get his feet back to ground.
Well, maybe
now
it was
they're
his
pushing
own player.
Through. Now they're on the move. Well,
crossing.
Saturate. And that's just another sloppy little mistake. We'll just have a look at this line and see was he actually taken in the air, because he's having a chat to Connemara.
No, he wasn't.
His own man didn't get the lift. Oh, and now
back chat.
Somebody's had a discussion with the referee on under law 25-7 or whatever that penalty was for, and they've been marched 10 metres further up the field. And in these conditions, that's not ideal either, because and that's got to the 10 metre line in Dunmore, and they need to just get their concentration together. They're 8-0 down. They're doing okay, but chatting back to the ref, absolutely pointless. And you're already with this breeze.
Yeah, and they're playing against a team who've, as you say, only lost one game all season, and they look like a team who've only lost one game all season. Their defence is every bit as good as their attack. They seem to have absolutely everything covered.
That's Gibbons gets it into the line-out, and a squiggly throw is tidied up, and Connemara are driving into midfield. It's a little bit slow coming out. Flick back, good play to actually keep that alive. Hard tackles coming in from Dunmore.
Dunmore getting very close to getting penalties on those, because they're trying to steal every ball, every single one.
Mullen drives up for Connemara, but Connemara have a penalty. McDonough the 8, he's hit by
Mills,
none other than Jordan Mills again, who really looks more like a second row than a centre.
Well, he's a back row playing in the centre. That's what I see. I see a back row playing in the centre.
He's playing very well, but again, that's a penalty that's going to invite Connemara on top of them now. Henry O'Toole's gone to have a chat to see what are we going to do here.
The referee's having a long discussion with...
Yeah, he's having a long discussion with David Cullen, who...
I assume is the
captain. Might be the captain. Sorry, no, that's Conor Burns. Do apologise. Conor Burns is the captain for Dunmore, the 13. He hasn't had much ball today.
High tackle, that's what it's about. You're looking to keep those tackles down. And they're going for the posts again.
For the posts again. You see, this is
Cup Rugby.
Yeah,
Cup Rugby
is clever.
Points on the board.
This team know. They've been here many times. You can do your fancy dance stuff after 65 minutes if you're in the lead, but just keep kicking. Henry O'Toole, he's about 8 metres outside the 22. He's just to the right of the posts here at the College Road end. If he adds this, they'll be 11-0 ahead as we are 36 minutes gone here in the first half. Had a few stoppages. Our clock doesn't stop. O'Toole on his way. It doesn't take much of a run-up, actually. It's more of a step. Swings his boot through it.
Yeah.
And the crowd will tell you. And every time they get down there, Alan, they're getting points.
Exactly. It's scoreboard pressure. Cup rugby is about scoreboard pressure. And 11-0 in this weather is, to me, massive. I think that's a huge, huge score to get because their defence is good enough to going to be able to hold out Dunmore from scoring tries, I think. So it's going to take a lot from Dunmore to get themselves back into this game. But no, he wasn't offside because it was an open play. Was it? How
sure.
Was he offside? It was open play.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was still from the kickoff, wasn't it?
I know, but it got knocked.
But did they not knock it on and then he picked it up?
I thought Dunmore knocked it back. Right, yeah, we see it on the replay now. Yes, of course, if he was hit by his Connemara player, yes. See, that's a Dunmore player who knocks that ball back, which means...
That's what it looks like on the pictures, folks. But
what I thought I saw.
Referee doesn't have the pictures. He's changed his mind. Connemara didn't seem too bothered. They did have a quick chat with him. Right, Dunmore.
Yeah, Barry Gibbons there taken has been offside. I don't think he was, but there you go.
10 metres inside this. They need to come away with points, you feel.
Yep.
Gone for a six-man line-out. And just throwing it in. There's a lot of movement. They've gone to the front and the four driving through.
Oh, yes. Nice forward pass.
Saw that against Buccaneers. They pulled that off.
They did. The ball to the front, then popped it to the hooker.
That was...
Didn't work
Jimmy Geraghty. Ryan Cummins, I think, was the player who
took it.
And then he fed it out, but it was forward. It's a matter of inches sometimes. They're just...
Yeah.
Again, would they be better to just go through a normal phase play rather than pulling that out? They trail 11-0 Dunmore. We're 38 minutes, nearly 30. We're 10 seconds away from 39 minutes gone in this first half of the Junior Cup final here at Dexcom Stadium.
But I think, I think Dunmore are playing as well as they can. They're just playing against a team who, at the moment, are better than them and have that little bit more composure.
Finesse, I was going to say.
And finesse as well.
Clever. They're just that little bit better.
Exactly. So, you know, but you never know. It's only 11-0.
No, it's tight, but it's getting into that funny stage where if Connemara get another score, it starts to look a long way away.
It does. But Dunmore will have that stiff breeze in their back.
Michael O'Toole feeds into the scrums, picked up at the back by number 8, David McDonough, and he drives and drives and drives. He feeds it out, and they're up to the edge of the 22. Tommy Mullen again, he is a good carrier in those situations. Now a penalty to Connemara.
Hands in the ruck.
It's as old as tea, the hands in the ruck offence.
Yeah, Austin Brummer there thought he was getting away with it, didn't quite.
Yeah, players think the referee won't see it for some reason, I don't know why. And Henry O'Toole gives it a good thump down. He gets it to just about 7 metres, 6 metres inside the Dunmore half, over in front of the Greyhound Stadium.
Yeah, Tommy Mullen for me now is your classic seven. That's what a seven used to look like in Doolan. He's just an absolute dog. He's like a terrier.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
So this line out in front of the now deserted Greyhound stand, the members of Garda Síochána have... retired, apart from the boys on the TV work over beyond. It's completely empty. It's not empty here, it's packed. Line out straight down the middle, lovely take in the middle. Connemara spreading it out, driving it up. Dunmore, hard line of defence. And they make their tackles. That's Staunton. He carries, he kicks penalties, he does everything for this Connemara side. Toole gets the pass out. Coming back against the grain is John O'Brien. That was a clever move.
Nice space in the back.
They've got the penalty.
Just looking at it again, Dunmore definitely going with a 14-1 defence. I think that's going to cause them trouble in the second half, because there was mountains of space there.
There's a lot of space in behind again, definitely. Dunmore player down here. We're now nearly a minute and 20 seconds into referee's time at the end of the first half. Connemara 11, Dunmore 0.
Looking at our TV monitor there on 39:36. So I'm assuming that's they've been stopping
no,
the clock.
They're not
stopping it either.
No, they can't stop it. It's not as we discovered in the Schools Cup final. It's not electronic on that feed. Yeah, that's just behind the
right.
Has to go bounce around a few satellites.
It's about 25 seconds behind, I reckon. But even so, yeah, it isn't stopped there. I thought the ref had stopped it, but nope.
That's Lyons. The nine is up, walking away a bit gingerly. They cannot afford to lose him.
No.
He organises everything, defence, attack.
What I love about him is that he before he gets to any ruck, he's looking to see where everybody is, so as that the decision is made by the time he's got there.
And he's also pointing and gesticulating and telling players to get into position. O'Toole puts that ball. Oh, he's got it down to 5-6 metres inside the 22, and this now. We saw a key score either side of half-time in the plate final.
Yep.
A score here for Connemara would just send them into... I'm assuming both of these teams are going to go into the dressing room at half-time to get away from this rain. Although it maybe has eased a little bit. So, Hooker has it in hand. Barry Gibbons. It's a long throw to the back again, and they get into the position for the driving maul.
That's good defence from Dunmore.
Dunmore holding them up at the minute. They're pushing them back, actually. They never got that really set for speed, but they've broken off the side.
Oh.
Hovering around, it's got quite messy. Dunmore working hard. They slowed it right down. Michael O'Toole feeds it out. Driven up by Eugene Conroy. O'Toole again, waiting for it to come back right in the middle of the field, 5 metres inside the 22. We are in injury time at the end of the first half, and Dunmore have turned that over. And they might now seek the sanctuary of the touchline, or will they try to keep it going? Nope, they're waiting. And they've kicked it to touch. And we're at half-time in the Junior Cup final. That's been a cracking first half, Alan.
It certainly has. It was a very important turnover there from the Dunmore Hooker Geraghty, because, you know, the last thing they needed there was for Connemara to get another score. 11-0 isn't out of sight, certainly not in this wind. I think if Dunmore can calm themselves down a little bit as they tear off the field, trying to be the first ones off the field and show that they're still in this and show that they're still alive, but with much more composure from Connemara.
You can
barely hear myself talk here at this stage.
Tell you, there's about 2,000 people in here. There's about 1,000 for each team. We'll run through the scores quickly. Ethan Griffiths' try on 11 minutes, 5-0 to Connemara. It wasn't converted. And then Henry O'Toole with a penalty on 30 and 37 minutes. So at half-time in the Junior Cup final here at Dexcom Stadium, it is Connemara 8, Dunmore 0. We'll hand back to the studio. We'll be back for the second half in a couple of minutes' time. Both sides out on the field. Connemara in this half will be attacking or defending the goal, we should say, or the posts at the Bohemore end. They're in their traditional all black and yellow jerseys today for Dunmore. So Henry O'Toole gets us underway. The wind, it was a significant Kutsia was very slow getting that kick away, and he doesn't really use the wind either, Alan.
Well, his own player was in his way. He went to kick it and realised one of his props was standing in his way. He had to adjust, which gave Connemara time to put pressure on him. So,
yeah, that's props for you. He's hanging around in the wrong place. So,
not the start they would have wanted, but at least they have the ball. It must have been touched in flight.
It must have been touched in flight. Well, maybe that actually reduced it a bit. So 11-0 Connemara lead, 5 metres outside the Dunmore 22. And it's Hooker with the ball in hand. Line out in the first half worked pretty well. It's Jamie Geraghty. And it's a penalty.
Jumping across.
Jumping across.
Wow, I haven't seen a penalty of junior rugby like that before.
Yeah. Well, we even had a, not in this game, but we have recently seen a crooked foot in, or put in, in junior rugby, and hooking in without the ball. So.
Yeah, no, that's...
No, that's a change. That's got them up to the 10-metre line. Now, in the first half, they just... They weren't able to do that because they were playing into the wind. So Dunmore, 11-0 down. And we're about a minute into this second half.
No, we're going to change the call, I think. Yeah, Ryan Cummings has decided he didn't like the sound of that call for whatever was going on. He just made that change.
So we're waiting. And eventually it's in. Long throw to the back. Brave throw.
Oh, yes.
And now they're driving Lions, the scrum half, up to the 22. Dunmore ripping it up early here, but the Connemara defence get across, and the number 7 who picked up that from Lions, Brummer, was driven in. But they're showing a bit more intent there, Alan.
Yeah, Cummings obviously changed the call, realised that whatever way Connemara were defending, he was going to get a gap. He flew to the back of the line, took it high, then popped it back into the scrum half, who came tearing through the middle.
Sorry about that, chaps. The machine just decided to stop working, and we have got a Connemara try. And Alan Deegan's going to describe it, because I was trying to get the machine to go.
Well, it was some brilliant defending for about 10 or 12 phases from Connemara. They drove Dunmore back from the 22 to almost the halfway, and then an amazing interception from John O'Brien, and he gathered the ball as he fell to the ground. It looks as though he was going to give away a penalty, but he managed to hold on to the ball. He popped it up to Ethan Griffiths, who took on the 15, and as he got tackled, he just popped the ball out to Marty Keneally, who outstripped the defence and scored in the corner. Fantastic try from Connemara, and it came from their defence as much as that brilliant piece of attacking play.
Henry O'Toole's conversion is on the way, and it's over. And that might
just
be...
Just to say, that was Ian Staunton kicking that.
Oh, absolutely. God, I've forgotten he'd come back on.
Yes, exactly.
He was still on his yellow card. 18-0, and we are 4 minutes into the second half, and you do feel now that this is very much Connemara's to lose. Dunmore started the
substitution
half with a lot of power and a lot of, but the defensive work by this team is phenomenal, and they lead 18-0, and they've got the clearance kick down, and it's bounced. And it's bounced into touch just a metre short of the halfway line inside their own half. Connemara getting that off the field very quickly. And what did Dunmore do, Alan?
They can't panic. They can't panic yet. You know, any score will get them something into the game. But, you know, they have to keep believing in what they're doing. But it's going to be very hard because the Connemara defence is every bit as good as their attack.
Lions flicks that off the line out. He passes into midfield. It bounces. It probably doesn't get to the receiver, but Dean Slattery tidies it up. Now there's a loop move, but Connemara's defence is up. The big lad has just come on the 16. Ronan Mullen, penalty advantage to
high
Dunmore
tackle,
for a high tackle, possibly. Coetzee in midfield, but they've been wrapped up and driven back. Connemara rampant here, but obviously they're on this, so they need to take their time.
A high tackle, yeah.
So they need to get this down into the 22, and they need to convert. Would settle them down, because they're still a little frantic.
Well, part of their problem is that in the game against Bucks, they were winning all the contacts. I haven't seen them win a contact since maybe the third minute. You know, they're just Connemara are just phenomenally good defenders, and they have the skill set to do something with the ball when they've got the ball. Another substitution.
Yeah, Buccaneers bringing on number 17, Andrew Glynn.
Dunmore,
sorry.
Sorry, that was me.
That was you, yeah. Talking about Buccaneers, good God. Well, they're sort of the same colour jerseys.
Yeah,
I suppose maybe they're... But they are actually their own sponsors. So Scott Holloway has come off. Good take, mid-line out. Dunmore secured that ball. It's a bit slow, but
again, great defending from Connemara. Stopped the rolling ball.
Yeah, Lions has it into midfield. Coetzee gets out, and that's picked up by Mills, I think. And Lions again. Coetzee makes a run himself. He gets a little ahead of his own players. Connemara scrambling. They've got another penalty. So this is an opportunity to really get down on the line. They're playing through a few phases to see can they create anything, but you sort of feel that's going to be tricky. Mullen, big lad, drives up. Lyons finds Kutsia. Kutsia doesn't run this time, gets the pass out.
Mills tried to offload. Yeah, come back for the penalty.
Back for the penalty. So they need to get this right down on top of the line and see can they get themselves on the board. They trail 18 points to nil here. Connemara bringing on Enda Keneally, the number 20. Yeah, players getting tired. It's been fat. The speed this game's been played at.
Yeah, it is incredible. And again, I'm just looking, Connemara now defending with a 14-1 defensive. So I'm not sure why neither team have been looking at how much space there is in behind, because it's really hard to pass the ball on multiple occasions in this. The rain is still coming down fairly solidly. But a try here now opens this game up. Any sort of try would open this game up, but I'm not exactly sure where it's going to come from.
Seven minutes gone, second half. Connemara 18, Dunmore 0 here. Junior Cup final at Dexcom Stadium. The number 3 flowing it in now for Dunmore is Stephen O'Toole. Picked off the top. Lyons goes one way, then the other.
Yeah, not gone.
And he's knocked it on. He changed his mind. He didn't see whatever picture he was looking for from his outside backs, and then he went back inside. And
well, to me that was just again a great piece of play from Michael O'Toole, because he just ran out. He just ran out into the middle of the field and just blocked the passage.
Yeah,
he didn't care. He just made sure he was a presence in there. Okay, sorry, I was just going to get my...
Going to get our video running
video
here.
Video working here. It just had a pause on me. There we go.
So, see, look. O'Toole feeding in. Referee blows his whistle. I think he's not happy the scrum is steady. Or was coming up, he said, so fair enough. The 16 has sort of... He's not...
He's come in a tight head.
He's come in a tight head, yeah.
Yeah, tight head's moved to hooker. Like, that's the only area of the game that Dunmore were dominant was the scrum.
It was the scrum.
But they didn't make it count.
No, they didn't. That was the problem. They had their opportunities and they just didn't see it done.
Yeah.
O'Toole, Connemara, 18-0. They lead.
Yeah, I think it's the fourth time Dunmore have been in the Connemara 22 and have come away with no points.
No points. Driven through.
There's a chance here if they can scramble it.
You can pick it up. Ball's got loose. So it is a knock-on for Connemara. So Dunmore will have a scrum. Ian Staunton picks himself up rather gingerly. He was 10 minutes in the bin in the first half. We'll run through the scorers quickly where this scrum sets. Try by Ethan Griffiths. After 11 minutes was 5-0. Conversion was missed. Penalties by Henry O'Toole on 30 and 37 made it 11-0 at half time. And then Keneally with a fine try in the interception, which was converted by Ian Staunton, the normal kicker. So 18-0 Connemara lead, and you feel Dunmore really need to get the next score.
And in the next minute or two, it's something they can't wait. It's just not something they can wait for. 50 minutes.
Lyons gets that in. He's got it at the back. It's a high, slow pass into midfield. Kutsia had to stop to take it.
Mills
wasn't expecting that. Connemara are up and they're driving them back.
Oh, that's great work from Mills. He did brilliantly there.
He did, because that movement had become completely static. Lyons again doesn't see what he's looking for. He's moved around. He finds Stephen O'Toole.
Yeah, Dunmore have lost their shape.
They've got no
shape now at all.
Yeah, they're slowing down as well, I think, is one of the questions. They've had to work very hard in this game.
But then that's one of the reasons. Look at the power of the hit, that they're being tackled. They're being driven backwards on each hit.
Yeah, that's Glynn was driven back initially, and then Mullen. So they've lost about 15 metres, and it's got very slow and midfield, and Connemara are swarming around this. They're nearly back to their own 10. They've nearly driven them back to their own 10-metre line.
The last time this happened, Connemara scored a try.
They did, of course. They picked it off on that. Lyons again, not seeing what he wants. And it's It's a sloppy pass into midfield and it's a knock on. And
no, you can, the body language is gone, the heads are gone with Dunmore. I think, yeah, Cummings is doing something very clever now. He's realised that everyone's given out to one another. He's just gone down as if there's something wrong. He knows he needs to get everybody, calm them down. There is still 30 minutes.
Yes.
There's still a little bit of time, but not playing the headless stuff they just played for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was, that really, it all came from the first to the out half.
Yeah.
He had to stop to take it.
Yeah.
He was knocked back. They kept possession, but they were just being marched. So they went from 5 metres inside the 22 to essentially 5 metres from the halfway line.
Yeah.
And all Connemara did there was just tackle, stop.
Yeah.
It sounds simple, but it's hard work.
Well, it's you know, in days like today, the worst thing you can have nearly is the ball. And Connemara are allowing Dunmore to have the ball because they know that they can't do a whole hell of a lot with it. I'd like to see Dunmore, it's maybe too late at this stage, to have put more boot to ball. I'd like to have seen them use, you know, it's called rugby football. It's not rugby pass ball. You don't have to pass the ball all the time.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them.
Did they get it into their heads in the first half with the wind that they couldn't kick it?
Yeah. And now they haven't used the wind hardly at all.
Well, once.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 19 has come on for Connemara. That's John O'Toole. So we now have three O'Tooles on the field. And we have potentially another one because there's another O'Toole around. Stephen O'Toole is already on for Dunmore. He started. So, John O'Toole. So now we have two O'Tooles on both sides.
Absolutely.
I thought it was compulsory for O'Tooles only to play for Connemara, but it doesn't seem to be that way. The number five sets down, Andrew Doherty. He's had a rough go. He's really put his body on the line. He was good in the line-out, but...
Well, they all have. Like, this is, you know, the one thing you couldn't see... just worked their heart and soul out, but they just don't quite have enough to beat a really high-class Connemara side.
Yeah, well, Connemara, as you say, lost one game all season, which was the final here three weeks ago by 3 points. And they had a chance to draw that game, and they missed the kick. But they do look...
And they've stopped. Like, the big thing for me in the semi-final, the two centres from Dunmore just ran the game. Themselves and Brummer. I've hardly mentioned Brummer all day today, six.
He's been having to do other work, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think Mr. Coetzee likes this weather.
No, he's... O'Toole picked up at the back by McDonough, and that's Grom and Connemara again are off down the wing. They're driving through tackles. Pass back in midfield is a little sloppy, and it's nearly picked up by Dunmore.
Yeah.
It's knocked on by Connemara. That's a little unlike them, but they really tried to get it open again there.
Yeah, there's good play. There's some good, you know, 9-10-14 on the blind side, taking it from their own half inside the Dunmore half.
Yeah, that's Michael O'Toole fed Sweeney, and then he found Marty Keneally. Keneally's pass inside, or back inside, was a bit wobbly.
It was. And that came from good defending from Dunmore, who've actually defended quite well, it has to be said, for the most part. But on a good day for defending. But let's see if they can do something now. They need something. They need a miracle. They need somebody to come up with something special now to get back into this game, to have any chance of this game having some semblance of, you know, not turning into what happened in the first game.
Oh, wow. Connemara driving on that scrum, and they get the penalty. Dunmore's put in, and they were just marched back. Lyons was desperately scrabbling at the back of it to try to pick the ball up. There's a couple of Dunmore players down.
It was almost dangerous the way they actually ran over them.
Yeah, that maybe went a little too far. There's a couple of their players. The seven, he's up. That's
can't see who's
Austin
down.
Austin Brummer.
Back to us, and we're going to have a look at it in the replay. We can see here.
And just have a look at this scrum, see what happened. But the power came on. Lyons put it in. And they just squeezed it. And that went 45, you see.
It was down to sheer power. You know, and some refs would have given it that they were driving around the corner. I think it is the tight head. No, it's actually the number eight. It's the number eight because two or three people came in on top of him.
Yeah, that's Michael Mannion. So I think he's okay. The physio has... lifted his legs up into a sort of and positioned them on the ground, so
his arms are moving. He's able to.
I think he's fine, but I think he's just a bit knocked about.
Yeah, well, you can't take any You can't take
Oh, no. But I'm just saying, I think they're not looking for anything other than that. He's now got this thing where they make you join your hands and they start pulling at them, which is horrible. Mm. Having had shoulder surgery, that's one of the ways physios torture you.
Torture? Well, they're just trying to get you better, William.
They're just trying to get you better, but I can tell you that is horrible. But I think he may have to come off. Just looking here, the referee's allowing the time. Of course, he's lying down on a wet ground and the rain is falling.
Yeah, because they're all like, there's a lot of arms being waved around. Yeah. The players try and stay warm, try and stay up. But if you look at it, the difference between the two teams now, all the
Connemara are marching around and they're waving their arms. And, Dunmore are doing what in cricket terminology is the double teapot.
Lots of double teapotting going on out there.
And if you don't know what that means, folks, it means basically players standing with their hands on their hips, both hands. You can be single teapot or double, and that's when you're being beaten and it's the enthusiasm levels have dropped a bit. They've tried really hard, but they've come up against a bit of a machine today. Martin Walsh is on, so I'm assuming this chap is going. Now he's the 18, but I'm assuming
Dunmore just don't want to be here anymore. Like that, Connemara going through some lovely little passing
routines and passing the ball, and it's like those kids when you were in school who could play keepy uppy and you couldn't, and they're just
Dunmore are into it now. They're doing it now.
I think
there's a lack of enthusiasm about it.
They're at it, but I think the sideline had to shout that at them.
Yeah, they did. There was.
And now Connemara are really getting into this now because they're doing shoulder twirls.
God, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, that's old fashioned. That's going back to my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
On his way off, getting a very good round of applause from both sets of spectators.
I suppose that's probably the nail in the coffin at this stage, because the only area that Dunmore were on top in this game was the scrum, and that's just been taken away from them as well.
You would think so. The penalty from Connemara gets down 3 metres, 4 metres. Okay, he's marked it 5 metres.
Inside the 22.
That's a clever kick. Well, it's a good kick because he is kicking into this wind, which is almost, you can't really describe the way it's operating. 19 minutes gone, second half. Connemara 18, Dunmore 0. And line out, lovely soft hands again in the middle. It's picked up by Enda Keneally. It's into midfield.
They've lost it,
Connemara. And Dunmore are scrapping around on their own 22. That's a loose pass outside, but it's tidied up again by the indefatigable Jordan Mills, who
Dunmore have numbers if they throw it wide. There goes Mills.
A little bit of pace on, and here they come, Dunmore. They're up and over the 10-metre line. They're being squeezed across. It's good work by...
That was Cummings with a great little break there from the big second row.
Keneally chases him across.
They've knocked it on.
I think it did go backwards, but it has absolutely slowed them down on their own 10-metre
line. They have numbers again.
Now they've gone through the middle. Now they're down the middle. They're on their way. It's Martin Walsh. Walsh driving up, he's just come
on. Super play.
Now they're spreading it. Kutsia couldn't get the pass away, so the movement has slowed down, but they're on the edge of the 22.
No.
Lions. Mills, but again, Connemara's defence, once it resets,
it's like a
trap shutting. Bang.
Their scramble defence is incredible. They've knocked it on. Dunmore have eventually knocked it on. Yeah, the scramble defence from Connemara is top notch.
It's brilliant. The only thing you can really do there is you get one go at it. There you see, look at him, he's breaking, he's over halfway, he hasn't really got a pass.
Martin Walsh, fabulous play.
Yeah, and then good pass inside.
Into Mills, but Mills, nobody there to help.
Nobody there, and then it's slowed down. That's all it takes, and they've reset.
Dunmore did something there. They made the break. That's the second or third time they've managed to get through there, but they just haven't done it enough. And I suppose the last thing they wanted was a forward coming through that gap. They really wanted a back coming through there.
He shifted something about it.
He did. He certainly moved and made some bloody good ground on there. But again, the quality, I suppose the word I'm going to use now, I've been trying to figure out all day, is composure. With and without the ball, the composure that Connemara show, and that again comes back from trust in their
system,
and trust in their players, trust in their you know, someone else to make up for any mistakes. They don't complain, they just get on with it, they just work really hard. Classic Ambrose Conboy, that is, you know, do everything, do it well, and you know, it'll all work for you. And as you can see, the stamp of the coach all over this team.
I think that's Staunton, is it?
No.
That is the number five coming off for Connemara, who is Niall Staunton.
Another Staunton.
Yeah, that's why it did, because he looks like his brother.
Yeah, he did look like, I thought it was too, but I was thinking, no, he doesn't wear, he didn't have the things wrapped around his leg. I always look for something I can see.
Yeah, I think you would say there that they look almost identical, both big men. Ref doesn't like the way that scrum has popped up, so we're going to set it again. It's in midfield, about 3 metres outside the Connemara 22. They're feeding in after that knock on. Connemara lead 18-0. 61 minutes gone on my clock.
57 according to the TV.
So maybe the TV is actually getting stoppage times. Either that or we're a bit behind, but we're not, because this is actually the scrum. So
the TV is about 30 seconds behind. So we'll just keep an eye on that. Oh, nice.
Nice picked up there by Connemara. It got loose, then it didn't. Feet out there. That's Heen on the wing. He hasn't had much to do today, but he's been impressive, and he's into touch. It's the first time really he's had the ball in open space.
Well, look at this Dunmore team. That breakage, that stoppage that was required by Cummings, who went down. Since then, they've come back again. They've got their heads back on. He's managed to screw them back together, because he was one of the ones you gave out. He had a situation down in the 22 that went bad, and he sort of lost his head a little bit. The rest of the team did for a while. He's got his head back, and now the team have it again. Good leadership.
Stephen O'Toole to throw in, the number three. He's getting his call here now. They have to score next, and they really need to score now if they're to have any chance in this game. They trail 18-0. Just waiting. Line out into the middle. Lyons, he's already in. Flicks it round, but you see it's a slow pass, and then it's kicked through by Coetzee.
And look at the difference. That little kick through has created havoc in there.
It absolutely has. It's mayhem, but Dunmore are... Connemara sorted it out. Water splashing up as he went down, but that's the first time we've seen that at all today from any side in any game.
Yep. Oh, what a break.
Oh, they're moving again, and Connemara are up and over the halfway line.
They're just so efficient.
O'Toole feeds it out. Tommy Mullen, the seven. O'Toole makes a bit of a meal of that, knocks it back, so Dunmore get on top of him.
Yeah, but look what he did. He made a mess of it, but still figured it out and calmly sorted it out while he was on the ground. That's brilliant play.
There's the other Staunton, Ian. He really does look like the other Staunton, so I'm assuming there's some relationship there. Driving through. Gain.
Superb.
Yeah, they're really recycling this ball well now.
Yeah, I was about to say possession. They're just showing how to play a possession rugby. Oh, and as I say it,
yeah, and then they lose
it all over.
There you go. Commentator's curse.
Absolutely.
Two players got on the wrong side. No, it's...
And they've got it back.
It's getting a bit messy here.
And they've lost it again.
So the possession of the ball has changed hands four times in the space of about 30
high
seconds.
Tackle.
And there's a high tackle by Connemara. So Dunmore will get the opportunity to clear their lines. But you feel they need more than that. We're 25 minutes gone.
He didn't make touch
from that kick. That's another mistake. You have to use this wind and you have to get it in. And Connemara,
that's fabulous play from Henry O'Toole,
and then the kick downfield and the chase after. Dunmore are back inside their 22, and all their player can do, and he gets a good boot to ball.
That's excellent.
Dylan Brady, fabulous clearance kick up nearly to halfway. Because
he was being hunted. Tommy Mullen was hunting him. Looking so he was going to get him. But that's a fabulous piece of play.
That's excellent work.
Well, I at this stage, I don't see a way back. I really don't see a way back. With 20 minutes to go, I cannot see where Dunmore are going to get three scores from.
No, it's looking very tricky for them. Connemara just getting ready for this line out. The hooker, Barry Gibbons, was ready to go, but he's waiting on having a long chat about the call here. But there is a Dunmore player being treated for a little bit of an injury, and he's ready to go again. Christian Short, the ex-Connacht player, is the assistant referee down here. Connemara, they're waiting for their waterman to get off the field.
No, what's going on?
You see, waterman's having a long chat with the Connemara players. Referees.
Blood, is it?
I don't think it is. I think it's just...
He's blood, yeah. He's got blood.
Bit of lethargy. So 18 comes on for Connemara. That's Conor O'Malley.
No, he has to take him
off. He has to take him off. And I think, is that the seven? Well, it was he turns round, I hope. That's 14. That's Marty Keneally. Connemara win the line-out and is driven through. Michael O'Toole's collecting at the back of the mall. Driven up. Scott.
Eugene Conroy
again. He's been a willing carrier. He doesn't carry all the time. Dummy play midfield. And Connemara now has changed direction. Driven through.
Oh, he's lost it in contact again. Like, it really is difficult out there. There's water splashing up everywhere.
That was Ian Heen, the winger. He hasn't really been involved today, and he was looking for a bit of action there. Kutsia desperately looking for somebody to pass the ball, but he's eventually been swamped by the Connemara defence.
You see, they've got two men in the backfield. That's why the kicking's not happening.
Yeah, slow ball, and it's out again. And Dunmore looking for space, nearly find it on the edge. But Dean Slattery pulled down there again, and Connemara's defence just keeps working. But they've got it up to halfway. A penalty coming in from the side.
That's it.
Lyons goes very quickly, and he's on the move. And Dunmore up on the edge of the 22. Kutsia has it. He's scragged down. He's in trouble, but he does get it back. Lyons picks it up. Fed out. Ryan Cummins. Big four. Trying to get it moving here. Fed out. Mills has it. Another penalty coming. Oh, it went back. Sorry, I thought he was signalling for a penalty there because his arm shot out very quickly. Dunmore.
Great stuff from Dunmore. They're really doing everything they can to keep themselves alive, aren't they?
Certainly are. Lyons again. Nice pass. Kutsia. And again, feeds inside to Stephen O'Toole. And he makes a couple of metres and now it's picked up and gone through. And this time, Jordan Mills, who's been foot perfect, knocks it on. Connor Burns sort of, he doesn't protest, really, he just puts his arms out. I suppose that's frustration as much as anything. They're just asking a few more questions of the defence there.
I was going to say, that's the best passage of play we've seen from Dunmore in the whole game.
Yeah.
That they've really sort of upped their levels. They've really sort of got a little bit more accurate in what they're doing. And they're doing it to within a framework. They lost the framework a little while ago. They've got that framework now. They're looking for each other. They're helping each other. And Kutsia, who I said a few minutes ago wasn't enjoying this weather, is now playing rugby that he showed against Buccaneers. And she'll show you the importance of a 10. When a 10's playing well, he can bring the rest of the team with him.
Dylan Brady has come on for Dunmore, replacing player who's walking off quite slowly, shaking his head. Looks a bit...
Well, 15 minutes left. You're 18-0 down. You can see why he put his heart and soul into
Austin
that.
Austin Brummer, he's done his best.
Yeah.
He's worked really hard, but they keep coming up against this Connemara defensive machine. They lead 18-0. It's gotten messy at the back of the scrum. And Dunmore scrabbling around. I think Michael O'Toole has got contact. Diving pass back and then a sloppy kick, which will give Dunmore a line-out inside the 22. That was Henry O'Toole, and he's disgusted with himself. Isn't he appalled by that?
Yep.
But it did come at him at a hell of a rate. But
it did.
The old diving pass is often a...
It's just a lost art.
Absolutely a lost art. Yeah.
It was a good scrum. The Dunmore scrum has reasserted itself, but it's possibly too late at this stage.
Stephen O'Toole.
Try here. Make it interesting.
They just need a score. 18-0 down. We're just coming up.
That wasn't straight.
It wasn't straight. It's the small things that have gone wrong.
Like they've put themselves into the position on six, maybe seven occasions and just haven't been able to for various different reasons.
Mostly because the defence is just... It's like a steel door slamming in your face.
Absolutely.
Like a bank vault door, bang. And it's... They reset so quickly.
And they know. They seem to know. Connemara seem to know where to apply the pressure. At what point to apply the pressure. So they'll hold, and then they'll suddenly jam up and cause a knock-on, cause some pressure, cause someone to make a mistake. They're very clever. They read the game brilliantly. all of them. Like, it's not just one player. We're talking, it's very difficult. I can't stand this player of the match rubbish anyway. I think it's a 15-man game or a 15-person game. And, you know, Connemara just really, really good at it.
McDonough, the eight, has driven that up the back of that scrum. And the kick comes down now. And it's collected by Lyons, the nine. And he starts again. He's done a cross-field kick that's in behind, but trekking back is Ethan Griffiths. And Griffiths decides to go on a bit of a run now.
Oh, that's excellent.
He's turning and twisting, and he's got 5 metres, 7, 10 metres outside the 22. Still going.
No, and I'll tell you who that is. That is our own very Mr. Little Tommy Mullen, who took an offload off him there. That was brilliant.
Yeah, he's been everywhere today. If I was picking a man of the match, he'd be pretty close to it.
Yeah,
sharp blast
steal.
On the whistle.
Great
so
steal.
This is another opportunity for Dunmore. The rain still coming down here.
Yeah,
depending
Stephen
on which
O'Toole
clock we're keeping an eye on. 67 minutes, it says on TV. Mine is ahead of that, so maybe they are stopping and starting. That kick by Kutsia gets them just inside the 22 with their line out to come.
Very tired kick. It was a very tired looking kick.
Yeah, they've had to work so hard to get anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure Connemara are tired.
Oh, they are,
well.
Because there's space now that there wasn't before. This is one of the reasons Dunmore are where they are, is that there is space on the field that just wasn't there 15 minutes ago. You'd love to see them get a try. They deserve a try.
Their heads really haven't dropped. They did lose the plot a little while ago, but they're back at it. And that's a line out collected in middle, but it's all a little bit slow. And Kutsia has hit well behind the gain line, but he gets an offload through. And Jamie Cohen,
got a penalty.
15, they've got another penalty. Connemara giving away a lot of penalties here.
Yeah. look who has the ball. Mullen, yes, again.
Yeah, I think Kutsia decided we're having the penalty, so he passed it to Connemara player. Yeah, that was clever because they weren't going anywhere. So they have an opportunity, but they've had opportunities, and every time they've either made a little mistake or they've overplayed, but most of the time Connemara's defence has just slammed the door in their face.
Top notch.
7 metres out this line out will be, and we'll see what they do. They haven't varied their line out much at all this afternoon,
and rightly so, because Cummings has caught practically everything, and you know, Connemara really haven't challenged them all that much. Nope, and we get a variation.
He has knocked it backwards. Through my binoculars, I'd say that definitely did go back, but it slowed the whole thing down.
Yeah.
And now it looks like another knock-on, and it is another knock-on. That squirted out the side. It was just a bit tired and a bit wet, and I think Dunmore are coming to the reality that this game is away from them. They're not strictly out of it, but they're making a couple more subs now. Thomas Cronin, 21, and Brendan Walsh, 22, are on. Not quite sure who's... There's only one player come off, which is a little confusing. And that's the 15.
No, it's the second
Jamie
player
Cohen.
Coming.
The second player now has realised he's been called ashore. And they're doing the right thing. Give the squad a run.
Yeah.
This is the first time they've ever been in a Junior Cup final. They're 50 years old this year. They've made a proud effort here today, but they've just come up against a really, really good side.
And they're gone.
And they're gone driving down. And Connemara down and down over the 10-metre line.
Whoa.
And a brave tackle coming in there for Dunmore, but Connemara driving through.
Amazing pickup from McDonough from the back of the scrum there. He made 35, 40 metres. Phenomenal work. He's down, though. McDonough's still down.
I think he's getting himself up. They fed it out across this side. They're looking for space. That's Ian Hoon. Hoon has it now. He was looking for it. And it's
gone forward.
It's either gone forward or it's in touch. Christian Short, I think, has decided we've gone for a knock on. He's come into the game more and more as it's gone on. Ian Heen, I think, is the correct pronunciation. And it's
he's what I call a monster style winger. Works and works and works, and is a really difficult player to take down.
He is, yeah. They've tried to get him in, so we have a scrum. John O'Brien was coming off there, he thought, but I think he is.
No, there's an injury. Yeah, he hurt himself. No, he doesn't want to come off.
He doesn't want to come off. No, he's doing his he's actually doing his physio to show the physio that he's okay. But now I think, what have we got? 23 is Owen Burke, who might be one of the more senior statesmen of the Connemara team. Mm-hmm. And I think the fans want to see him come on. So they're having a look at this player here.
I think it's John O'Brien, is it?
I think it is John. No, John O'Brien is the 12. He's there, isn't he?
Oh. So,
and it's not Ian Heen. So I don't quite know. I'm looking at his elbow.
Sorry, it's Henry.
Henry. That's why he didn't want to come off.
Yes.
It's,
no, like they're looking at that as though there's a possible...
either dislocation or...
Yeah, he's gone.
He's
could
gone.
Could be a break.
Yeah, that's... Well, we'll see what they do with it. That's unfortunate.
And he's definitely holding it as though
holding it
more than just a...
Yeah. That could be a dislocated elbow or a bad bang on the elbow. He gets a pat on the head from Brendan Walsh, who comes on. And we're still... I think the last sub is going to be Dylan Brady. They do have Sam Glynn... John Heen. No, let's get these names right. That's Owen Burke is 23. 22, Alan Keogh has come on for Connemara. I was looking at the Dunmore side. I think both sides going to give everybody a run. This is a scrum, 5 metres outside the Dunmore. 22. 36 minutes on my watch, but TV, which is still running the clock, saying 72 minutes, but we're getting into the final bits of the game. Dunmore getting it out. Goes into midfield and they're all gone again, but they've dropped it again. It's dropped by Thomas Cronin. And Connemara have loose ball here. Cutting back inside. This is their opportunity to add. No, they've knocked it on.
Staunton should have given that one. He tried to overplay it. But it was good. Again, another little beautiful little piece of play from Mullen in the middle of all that. Like, he drew his man fantastically well. He just gave the most glorious little pass.
John O'Brien coming off for Connemara. He's getting a great round of applause. Owen Burke has come on. He's had a fine game, Alan.
Yeah, no, he's been excellent. You know, as I say, it's very hard to pick out anyone, but, you know, he kept Mills quiet. And that takes some doing, because Mills is a fine, fine player. But the two centres, just very little went through. There was a couple of breaks that went through the middle, but it wasn't through the centres.
Rain sort of mizzling down. It's getting quite dark here. Can't actually see from where we are in the clan. I might have to switch the lights on if they're not careful. Dunmore win that and feed it out through Lyons. He spread it across, but the Dunmore... Connemara make their tackles. They're still inside their own 22. They trail 18 points to nil. Dunmore, it's been a brave effort, but they've come up against a fabulous Connemara side today who've been in control almost right the way through the game. Again, Dunmore trying to get the ball out, but
no, can't.
They've just
ref
been
didn't see it.
Pushed off. Ref didn't see it, or maybe he just wants to keep it moving a bit now. Crash ball up, but they're just... making absolutely no yardage. Now they've got a penalty.
They need to go. It's probably too late to go anywhere, but
yeah, pick it up and go. They're going to run it.
Not sure the forwards would like their winger taking a kick like that when it could have been kicked down the field.
It's fed out and it's knocked backwards and it's dropped and a few heads shake and Dunmore. It's all got a bit messy for them again now. Good fast pass in and a good drive trundling up.
Strip. Is he giving a penalty offside? Yeah, it's an offside. No, knock on. He's calling knock on from Connemara, even though Dunmore have the ball. No,
he's definitely calling a penalty now for a high tackle. Yeah, both sides very tired now in these conditions, I think. But the spring in the step will be Connemara as they lead 18-0.
And they've played, this is their fifth final in this century, and they've won all of them.
So the TV suggests we have about 5 minutes left, which is probably correct. My watch is showing 40 minutes, but I wasn't stopping it because it's almost impossible to tell sometimes what the clock stops for. And Dunmore have got up to the Connemara 10-metre line over on the Greyhound side of the track, where there is two lone spectators have wandered in, and the TV crew are up there.
And one of them is a cameraman.
Indeed. Very important man. That line out is in a real mess, but it is fed up and moved through by Dunmore. But Connemara just are almost, look, it's impenetrable. They're trying their best, they're trying the runs.
And there's some, Shane, you know, Sweeney, and Dunmore are doing everything they can. They're trying all sorts of little tricks and trick plays and fast passes, slow passes. Oh yes, nice dummy.
Nice dummy by the four. Yeah.
But still going.
Made a meter.
Still going.
Made 2 meters and now he's gone, and the referees.
Ah, he's going to claim that he had his knee on the ground, which is technically a tackle.
Yeah, and he tells us that. And there's no complaint. I think his knee was on the ground. Yeah, he just thought he might sneak it out. Connemara making two more substitutions. 19 John O'Toole's on, so there's now three O'Toole's on the field. No. No, the referee's not having it. And then that's 19. And then 21 is... 19 is Mark Joyce, 21 is Shane Hathaway. They've managed
on,
to get
they're off and they're on again.
They're all on. The Connemara.
Barry Gibbons, I think. Yeah. No, it's Mullen. That's Mullen. What a big cheer.
Yeah, he's had a cracking game. I would be giving him my man of the match myself, but... Yeah, they're all getting a cheer now. The Connemara flags are flying. 3 weeks ago is going to seem a distant memory when they lost that game. Ian Heen. And
that's it. When the game was, when you took control of that, I thought it was led by your
TV clock was a little awry.
Yeah.
But 42 minutes on my watch. And that's why they were panicking to get on the field, those players, because they must have known it was coming. The Junior Cup winners for 2023-24, Connemara, deserved victory. They've been magnificent today. So have Dunmore. Dunmore in their first final. They can reflect on getting here. They can reflect on what they brought to this final. But they were just up against a side that were too good, too clever, a little bit too much finesse.
Yeah, yeah, and composure and skill and wits and knowledge of where to be and who to tackle and when to tackle them. And they knew who the danger men were from Dunmore, and they just shut them down. They just never gave Dunmore the bit of space that they needed. The one time Dunmore made the break in the first half, when Mills made the break, the man I was most expecting for them to do something, looked as though they'd gone through, fed the ball to Brummer, he got tackled 5 metres from the line, and the scramble defence from Connemara. That was it for me there. The second bit was the time when in the second half, first minute of the second half, 5 minutes into the second half, and Dunmore were on the attack, and then they were pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and eventually there was an intercept, and that led to a try, and you go, wow, just sheer brilliance from Connemara. And, you know, but Dunmore deserved more than zero.
They did. They deserved something because they worked very, very hard here. They had a little period in the second half and their heads dropped, but they got themselves back in it and they worked as hard as they could, but they just didn't have enough. We run through the scoring sequence. 11th minute, Ethan Griffiths got a try for Connemara, which wasn't converted. That was 5-0. Henry O'Toole kicked penalties on the 30th and 37th minutes to leave them 11-0 up at half-time. And then in the 44th minute, that intercept try, and in got Marty Keneally, the 14. Some really good interplay there from Griffiths and the 10 Sweeney when they got the intercept, got it away. That was converted by Ian Staunton. That left it 18-0. That is how it's finished here this afternoon. Earlier on, Sligo, 14, Tuam, 44. And a superb performance by Tuam in the junior plate final. Just were better all round from minute 1 to minute 80.
Yeah, absolutely. Less exciting a game than this, and as you can hear, the crowd are pretty excited about the result of this game, and Connemara fully deserve it. Unbeaten in the final in the 21st century. Yeah. 7 of them now, I think.
They're celebrating, the cameramen are around. Dunmore giving their fans a round of applause. The crowd have had a great day here. Big crowd in, maybe 2,000, I'd say, in for this final.
Easily.
And they've had a thoroughly entertaining time. So we'll hand back to the studio. Connemara 18, Dunmore 0. Junior Cup winners for this season are Connemara. We'll have some reaction to send to you. And John, take it away.